Spillwords.com presents Zoroastrianism, written by Doug Bartlett. Here we go again. Every year at this time, myself and my two friends, Melchior and Gaspar, make the long, arduous trek up the mountainside. We then enter the cave which is atop the mountain and begin praying to our many gods in anticipation of a celestial sign. This tradition has been going on for centuries. No one knows for sure when it actually started, but many believe it got its origin from a youth named Daniel. He was an exile from Israel and came to live in our land with our forefathers. They passed the learnings they received from Daniel to their children. This continued for many generations, causing our families throughout the ages to pray for and seek this special, heavenly sign. After the third night of praying, we began to depart the cave and descend the mountaintop when Melchior looked up and exclaimed, "Balthasar, do you see what I see?" I responded with shortness of breath, "Incredible, I can't believe it has finally arrived." There was the strongest source of light I had ever seen traversing across the midnight sky. This is what so many had prayed and waited for. We knew this meant a new king had arrived on the scene, and according to Daniel, this king would be located in Israel, for he is to be the king of the Jews. The next day we gathered up our precious gifts and loaded up our animals. We were headed to Israel, exactly where in Israel we had no idea. It was a very long journey. The strange thing was, when we got there, we thought all the people would be talking about their new king, but nobody was. We even asked the current king. Surely, he would know. No, he had to ask his wise men. They didn't know either, but at least they knew where to look up the answer. After receiving the answer, we wasted no time in getting there. Upon arriving, we discovered that this all-powerful king was yet a small child. We also met his mother, but there was no father in the house. It was later that we learned it was actually his stepfather. There was something incredibly special about this child. We knelt before him individually, presenting our gifts to him. By doing that, we didn't realize we were fulfilling more of those special writings of Daniel and what an extremely tremendous impact this king would have on all humanity. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Doug Bartlett. Doug is retired from two careers, one as a special education teacher and the other as a real estate agent. He lives in Central California with his wife and they have two daughters. He enjoys playing golf, woodworking, relating the Jewish faith to his Christian faith and life in general, not necessarily in that order. Latest posts by Doug Bartlett. See all, Zoroastrianism, January 6, 2025, Rocky Road, October 16, 2024, The Sacrifice, July 1, 2024.